Praise God. I'm talking about the children's bread. The children's bread. A basic thing that God has for His children. Something that's been lost through the years. We teach it here, but even here, people have a way of neglecting the good things that God has made available to us. You say, well, I wouldn't neglect it. I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. Well, here's the key. Is it working? You know, how is that saying everybody's... How's that working out for you? Well, I'll tell you, if you really mean what you're saying, it's working out good. It's working out good. You're growing. You're growing and, you know, you may not be totally in victory yet, but you're moving toward victory. Amen? Did you know there's a lot of believers that quit moving toward victory? They're just waiting for heaven. There's a lot of believers that salvation to them is simply fire insurance. Right? I'm going to miss hell. Well, that's wonderful. Praise God. That's a worthy thing to miss. We all want to miss hell. But I'll tell you what, there is an overcoming lifestyle for people on this earth that we may become partakers in. His divine power, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, His divine power hath given, that's past tense, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be made partakers. Say partakers. Are you partaking? Are you partaker of His divine nature? Think about it. Jesus went about, while He was here on this earth, walking in a human body, Jesus went about teaching, preaching, and healing the sick. Why? He was a partaker of His Father's nature. The Bible says, For this cause was the Son of God manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And Peter, speaking on the day of Pentecost, said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He was a partaker of His divine nature. You say, well, that's Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. He's in a special class all by Himself. Then why did He say, the works that I do shall you do also? These works and greater works shall you do because I go to my Father. No, we've been sold a bill of goods, people. When we get into that idea that we come to church and we just get a nice little exhortation for the week. No, we've got to go beyond that. We've got to go to the place where we dig into this good word. This is good word. We dig into this and we find out what it has to say about us. And then we begin to walk it out on this earth by faith. By faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. The story is about... in Matthew 15, is about a woman who came to Jesus. And this woman who was a Canaanite woman. We've talked a little bit about Canaanites. Canaanites were pagans. In fact, they were some of the people that the children of Israel were commanded to drive out of the land and leave none of them there. How many of you know they didn't do it? It's obvious. Here was one of them there, right there. Now, see, what the devil meant for evil, God's going to bring great good out of. But they were pagan people of the worst sort. These